Two provincial cabinets promised chiefs of Muskegowuk Council that it will explore the idea of a permanent, all-season road linking four remote communities on the James Bay coast to the start of the provincial road network. That was one of the topics of dialogue that came out a December 3 meeting, deemed historic, between Muskegowuk leadership and the Ontario government held in Timmins. Responsible development was the theme around the discussion tab attended by chiefs from Missinabe Cree, Chaplo Cree, Taqua Tagamu, Moose Cree, Kasechewan, Fort Albany and Attawapiskat First Nations and the government side, Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, and Indigenous Affairs Minister Greg Rickford and David Pacini, Ontario's Environment, Conservation and Parks Minister. The government and Muskegowuk Council made a commitment to re-establish a Treaty 9 roundtable. The forum will discuss areas of mutual interests and opportunities. Ministers Rickford and Pacini also committed to exploring an all-season road to the Western James Bay coastal communities through a First Nations-led environmental assessment process. Resource revenue sharing was also discussed, and the province is apparently willing to consider its role in Muskegowuk's project for a national marine conservation area. On the Muskegowuk Road, the council posted a summary of a report and map on its website, identifying one coastal road and four southbound road scenarios following the Albany River, Quatta River, Matagami River and the Moose River Ontario Northland Railway right-of-way. The proposed roads, ranging in distance between 547 kilometers and 676 kilometers, would link the communities of Attawapiskat, Fort Albany, Kasechewan and Muswani before turning southwest to reach various points where roads begin near Highway 11. The southern terminus for two roads would be near Hearst at Constance Lake and Fushimi Lake. Two other roads would end just north of Fraserdale, near the Harmon Generating Station and Otter Rapids. These proposed roads would be well east of Martin Falls and Webeke First Nations and the proposed community access and industrial roads to the Ring of Fire, now undergoing provincial environmental assessments. Some Muskegowuk communities, particularly Attawapiskat and Fort Albany, recently came out strongly against such mining-related development. In a November 29 letter penned to Premier Doug Ford and Rickford, Attawapiskat Chief David Nkogi and Fort Albany Chief Robert Nkogi accused the Ontario government of acting in bad faith in its consultations with area First Nations. They went after the Premier for making statements that indicate the government is willing to take unilateral action on Far North development. They accuse Queen's Park of conspiring with the federal government to water down the new regional impact assessment and introduce a process that is not co-led by First Nations. In a statement, Muskegowuk Council Executive Director Ernest Beck called the meeting a tremendous step forward in their commitment to protect their traditional lands. They intend to take the minister's commitments to partnering on several fronts seriously, and we will pursue them with all of our available resources. Rickford called the dialogue positive and constructive, and looked forward to partnering with the chiefs on opportunities that produce positive outcomes for First Nations communities. Pacini praised the tremendous leadership of Muskegowuk Council in seeking protections of the James Bay coastal and marine ecosystems. He seemed eager to partner with the communities to consider an Indigenous-led environmental assessment for an all-season road. Peary said it was the City of Timmins' responsibility, as a vested partner in the economic success of the region, to provide a forum for collaborative discussions to spur both resource development and conservation efforts for this coastal area.